بھولنے سے تجھ کو وہ بے قرار ہو دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو وہ بے قرار ہو ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو ہر ایک گناہ ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو یک لمحہ سیوں میں نہ یک لمحہ سیوں میں نہ میرا شمار ہو ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو یک لمحہ سیوں میں نہ میرا شمار ہو بستی ہو یا چمن ہو کے وہ کوہسار ہو بستی ہو یا چمن ہو کے وہ کوہسار ہو جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا تجھ پر نثار ہو جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا نثار ہو اپنے کرم کی بھیت مجھے مغفرت کی دے اپنے کرم سے بھیت مجھے مغفرت کی دے بندہ تیرا محشر میں نہ بندہ تیرا محشر میں نہ شرم سار ہو رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو یا رب تیرے کرم سے تو کچھ بھی نہیں بھائی یا رب تیرے کرم سے تو کچھ بھی نہیں بعید رحمت بروز حشر تیری بے شمار ہو رحمت بروز حشر تیری بے شمار ہو آسی اگر ہو متقی ترک گناہ سے آسی اگر ہو متقی ترک گناہ سے پھر تاج ولایت کا وہی تاجدار ہو پھر تاج ولایت کا وہی تاجدار ہو یا رسول پیدا ہو سجھ پہ اختر کا ہر نفس یا رب پیدا ہو تجھ پہ ہم سب کا ہر نفس توفیق ایسی آپ کی توفیق ایسی آپ کی لے لو نہار ہو توفیق ایسی آپ کی لے لو نہار ہو میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو پھر دل بپے سے ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو غالب اپنا نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو, دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بھی خار ہو, رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو, سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو, رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو, میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو, میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو.
ماشاءاللہ for the beautiful rendition and rendering of this beautiful poetry. As we explained earlier on, how Islam and our deen is not merely a religion of just a few aspects or just merely some worship, but Islam is an all-encompassing deen which applies to every part of our lives. So one aspect was our beliefs, which we've discussed already. The second is ibadat, our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third would be mu'amalat, our dealing, mu'ashara, our social etiquette, how we behave with people who we come into contact with, and akhlaq, our character. When all of these are found in a person, Islam will be complete. So after correcting our beliefs, one of the most important aspects is our ibadah. And from ibadah actually comes from the root word to be a slave. To become slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the slavery is manifested in the following way, in the following acts of worship, which have to be done correctly and at appropriate times for us to take maximum benefit. The first is salah. The most important aspect in any Muslim's life is salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the first action which will be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah is salah. If salah is found to be proper, all other acts will be passed as proper. If salah is found as spoiled, then all other actions will fail in the court of Allah. In another narration it is mentioned, salah is the key to Jannah. The distinguishing factor between kufr and iman is the deliberate neglect of salah. In other words, that is what is keeping a person away from entering into kufr. Remember, however, that performance of salah is not enough. During salah, one is conversing with Allah. Thus, one should carefully watch how he performs salah. Allah has commanded us to establish salah and to perfect our salah. For this means that one should be vigilant with regards to his salah and all necessary acts related to salah. We should ensure that we are aware of the necessary laws regarding salah. Our tajweed is correct. To perform salah at the correct times, to perform salah in jama'ah for the men in the masjid, and along with this year to make sure that our bodies are tranquil during salah and our hearts are attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was discussed in this very poetry which was recited in front of us, how a person should be feeling while he is in sajda before Allah. A person should continuously strive to better his salah. The second aspect is of zakah. A Muslim must pay 2.5% zakah on his wealth yearly, which will be given to the needy. Like salah, zakah is a fundamental of Islam. Numerous Quranic verses command paying zakah. And at the same time, the Quran warns of a dire punishment if a person does not pay his zakah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, the one who pays zakah on his wealth has purified his wealth. From different narrations we learn that zakah is compulsory once a year. And if a person does not pay his zakah, this will result in calamities and misfortunes settling over one. The calamity on the earth is that a person's wealth will be depleted. There will be no barakah and blessings. Droughts, famine, etc. will become common. But the calamity of the year after is far more serious. For not paying zakah, the calamity in the year after is the fire of Jahannam. Besides zakah, there are other rights of our wealth as well. Fulfilling the rights of family members, looking after the masajid, madrasas and other religious causes, assisting people who are in difficulties, these are rights of others on our wealth. The third aspect is of fasting. This is obviously refers to abstaining from eating and drinking and fulfilling one's sexual desires from dawn till sunset during the month of Ramadan. Weakness in one's iman And love for Allah is strengthened by fasting. If a person's iman is weak, or when love for Allah is deficient, fasting increases this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every person has zakat to pay. The zakat of the body is fasting. Just as zakat purifies our wealth, fasting purifies our body. Physically as well, we become healthy. And spiritually, most important, that this quality of taqwa is inculcated within a person's heart. In accordance to one's sincerity and to the level of the protection of his eyes, tongue, ears, limbs, heart, thoughts, and his stomach from sin, the more beneficial his fast will be. In other words, these are additional fasts to make sure that our eyes, tongue, ears, limbs, heart, thoughts, and stomach are free from sin. Hajj is another very important ibadah that once in a lifetime a person must perform Hajj to the house of Allah if he has the means. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who performs Hajj without committing any obscene action and without doing any immoral things, he is removed from his sins like the day his mother gave birth to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, whoever passes away and he has not performed Hajj, then he may die if he wishes as a Jew, or he may die as a Christian. To perform Umrah once in a lifetime is Sunnah al-Muakkadah as well. And to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara is a very great action of worship, a means of great blessings and benefits. Another ibadah is of qurbani, to sacrifice animals on the occasion of Eid al-Adha, which is obligatory on those people upon whom sadaqatul fitr is compulsory, upon whom zakah is compulsory. It is such a great act of worship that even if it is not obligatory, one should still try to fulfill this ibadah of qurbani. Tilawa is another ibadah. Daily we should try to recite Quran. A minimum of 2 khatam yearly. Ideally for a non-hafiz, at least 1 khatam a month. And for a hafiz, at least 1 khatam every day. This should be our goal. But obviously a person has to start small. Little bit as a person increases slowly, slowly. And inshallah we can come up to this year. That every single person is making a khatam of Quran once a month. However, the bare minimum is at least 2 khatams a year. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most virtuous act of worship for my ummah is the recitation of Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, the Quran will be a proof for you or against you. It will testify on your behalf or against you in the court of Allah. Dhikrullah is another very great ibadah. Allah says in the Quran, make the dhikr of Allah in great abundance so that you may be successful. Every Muslim must take out time to engage in dhikrullah. This will create life within a person's action and will save him from many problems and evils. One great ibadah is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah states, whatever the Rasul gives you, whatever he prohibits you from, abstain from it. In every action, a Muslim must endeavor to follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in acts of worship and in our habits. How we make ibadah, and in our daily habits like eating, drinking, sleeping, bathing, relieving oneself, marriage, funeral, etc. The closer we bring ourselves to the beloved lifestyle, the more successful we will be in this world and the year after. Another great ibadah is to call towards righteousness and prohibit evil. What we call Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. Allah states, there should be a group amongst you which calls towards good, which calls towards virtue, commands good and prevents evil. They are successful people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when people become so involved in sin, and amongst them there are such people who are able to stop them but do not do so, then very soon Allah's general punishment will afflict all of them. It is the duty of every Muslim, according to the laws of Sharia, to command to good and prohibit from evil. So these are some important ibadah, salat, zakat, fasting, hajj, qurbani, tilawat of Quran, recitation of Quran, dhikrullah, to take our time to remember Allah, following the sunnah and commanding to good and prohibiting from evil. 2 very important aspects with regards to these ibadah. Before engaging in it, in abandoned nafal, which every person desires that I can do extra ibadah for my Allah. What is much more important is that a person makes salah of his past salat, his past roza, his past fast, and the zakah which he has not paid, and qurbani, etc. All of these things, the qadha must be done. If a person was lacking in the past, he's changed his life. It is extremely important that now one fulfills this debt which he owes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people after changing their lives become punctual in acts of worship, but forget to fulfill their past obligatory duties. Whatever was not discharged in the past must be done. As this remains a responsibility in one's head, it remains a responsibility on one. The second important note, and which this whole poetry which was recited, really the message of it was the very same thing, that a person must not suffice on merely doing action. But along with doing actions, we have to create life within these actions. The object of these actions is to connect us with Allah. Every action is really to build up a connection with Allah, to increase our love for Allah, to increase our remembrance for Allah. What we call the quality of ihsan. And the quality of ihsan is basically what this tasawwuf is tazkiyah. Once a person's heart is purified, then Allah's love enters into that heart. And very, very quickly he sees that he is finding great enjoyment in life. And his connection is getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tazkiyah and tasawwuf is only these three things. That a person must clean his heart. And thereafter inculcate within his heart good qualities. The remembrance of Allah, ihsan. And finally, when this is created, then obviously Allah's love will enter into that heart and he will have acquired his objective, the happiness of this world will become like Jannah for him, and the Akhirah as well will become Jannah. For this year, the most important thing that what is needed is a person must spend time in the company of the pious people. This is a treasure which moves from heart to heart. The more time you spend in their company, the more we will get effect, and through this year, the more we will feel our connection with Allah is building. These pious people are like spiritual doctors. And they will give us remedies for the sicknesses of the heart. And they will inform us of methods we can employ to create this quality by which we can become the beloved of Allah. For that reason, we call upon our Ustad and Shaykh, our beloved principal, Hazrat Rana Abdul Hamid Rahim Dhamul Barakatuhu, who we are all very well acquainted with. We ask him to come front and bring us an advice.
الحمد لله ينشئ الخلق من عدمه ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فصاب من قلبه نلقاه والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله نور السماوات والأرض وقال تعالى نور على نور وقال تعالى ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting, though it is a bit late, but I feel compelled to translate that poem, even if it is just shortly, because it has so much of importance, and what effects, what will be in Hazrat's words, will never be in our words. So even just the Urdu, but inshallah we'll try and explain what Hazrat has written here, and what's a beautiful title, Rahmat Ka Teri Sar Pe Mere Aabshaar. Oh Allah, let the waterfalls, cascades of your rahmat be coming down on my head. Shajda me sar ho, chashmam bi yu ashwar ho. Now it may give me this condition, and that is why we are gathered, that we work forward to develop this, that my head is in sajda, and my tears are flowing from my eyes. Rahmat ka teri sar pe mere aabshaar ho. And that is the time when your rahmat, the cascades, waterfalls of rahmat are coming down on my head. That my head is down in sajda, in total humility, and tears flowing from my eyes, and Allah's rahmat coming down. Ghalibna nafs par kabhi shahwat ki naar. Oh Allah, make it so that lust and desire never overpowers.
Amen.
This temptation comes, that oh Allah, save me. Dil mein na mere hai ka koi bhi khar ho. And oh Allah, in my heart, let never there be a thorn of anyone besides you. Why a thorn? Like when a thorn is broken in your body. A thorn went in, it broke, it is in your body, it's troubling you all the time. Even if it's here on your hand, you don't touch, it's not on the floor, on the ground where you touch it, but it's inside, it's the... So let not anyone else's thoughts be in my heart. That all the time I'm just thinking, and how many of us, only dunya all the time. And worse than dunya, only guna we are thinking of all the time. So Allah save me from that condition. Mere labo ke zikr tera baar baar. And on my lips let your zikr be every now and then. Phir dil, bafeze zikr mera pur baar. And when I will do this, and by the barakat of zikr, my heart will be like the season of spring, when everything is blossoming, everything is so light-hearted, the beautiful breeze that is blowing in the season of spring, the rains that start coming, make my heart in that condition, O Allah. Hum sabko teri yaad se haasile farah. And O Allah, make it such that all of us, by your remembrance, we get it minah.
Ameen.
Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. That what the world is looking for, peace of mind, contentment of heart. There is a different thing, they are looking for it in the wrong places. But yea, your zikr, O Allah, bless us with that. Dil bhulne se tujhko bahut befaraz. And O Allah, make my heart such that when I'm not in your remembrance, I'm just restless, like a fish out of water. When I'm not in your obedience, I'm not in your fulfilling your commandments, then let me realize and feel like a fish out of water. If my friends took me to a softer game, then let me be all the time like a fish out of water. Where is I then? What am I doing here? Or any other place like that? But then when I come in the masjid, when I come in your remembrance, then I'm like a fish in water. And I feel just make my condition like that over Allah. Har ek gunah se mujhe ya Rab firar ho. Oh Allah, make it that I run. Firar is running like from an enemy. Not just like jogging or sprinting, but if you are running from an enemy, how do you run? Oh Allah, make me that I run from every gunah in that way. Yet lamha aasiyo mein na mera shumar. Not for a single moment must I be counted amongst those people who are disobedient to you. Not for a moment must I be counted, must I be amongst those who are disobedient. Basti ho, ya chalan ho, ki wo sahar ho. Whether it is in cities and in dwellings and where people are living, whether it is beautiful gardens or whether it is the high, high mountains, jao jhidhar bhi, wherever I go, O my Allah, dil mera tujh par nizaar. Everywhere my heart is over for you. Whether I'm in the heavy business places, where they are talking of millions and billions, but my heart is with you, O Allah. Whether I'm in resorts and in gardens, in orchards, beautiful greenery and everything, but my heart must be with you. Whether I'm in the top of the mountain, my heart must be with you. Apne karam se please mujhe maghfirat kijiye. And O Allah, out of your compassion and kindness, give me what I'm begging for, my forgiveness, O Allah. Banda tera mehshar mein na ye sharmsar. Oh Allah, make it that this banda of yours, on the day of Qiyamah, he must not be disgraced and humiliated. And that will be because of our gunas. So forgive me my gunas, O Allah, so that on the day of Qiyamah, I'm not disgraced and humiliated. Ya Rab, tere karam se kuch bhi ba'id nahi. Oh Allah, from your kindness and compassion, it is nothing far-fetched. It is so simple and so easy for you. Rahmat roze hashar tere be shumar. That on the day of Qiyamah, your mercy is unlimited pouring down on us, O Allah. Aasi agar ho, muttaqi qatar ke guna se, If a person is a sinner, right, the just he can become a muttaqi in a jaffi. In a second, in a split second, he can become a muttaqi just by tarke guna. So much so that a person hasn't got a beard, his beard does grow, but he's not keeping it. He makes tawbah, his beard is not growing at that moment, full one first length. But if there is tawbah, he's now without the guna of not keeping a beard. So guna, tawbah is that great thing. When a person makes, you can be the worst sinner, but you make tawbah, kirtaji vilayaka, wahi utajda. Immediately, Allah puts the crown of wilayat on you. You haven't got sunnah dresses. Hey, you may be in a brothel. You may be in a gambling hell. But there you make tawbah. You are in that evil place. And you haven't got beard, you haven't got sunnah dressing, anything. But you make sincere tawbah. Allah has put the crown of wilayat. You are a wali of Allah. Now, as our Shaykh Rukulari said so beautiful, don't shake your head and topple that crown off. Be firm on your throat. Don't again be like a chameleon. Don't go back to your guna. Allah gave you tawfiq. Gunas are gone out of your life. Allah Himself has put the crown of wilayat on your head. Now keep it there. Observe it and keep it. So easy to become a wali of Allah. Just make sincere tawbah. Ya Rasida ho tujhpe is akhtar ka har nafas. Oh Allah, and this is a dua for all of us, that every breath of ours, we must sacrifice it for Allah. Allah gave us the breath, sacrifice it for Allah. Why are you leaving it to somebody else? Somebody gives you wages, and you go and work for somebody else. Who gave you wages, work for him. Don't go and work for somebody else. Allah gave us breath. Why are you going to sacrifice it on something else, somebody else? Tawfiq aisi aapki. Lay on haam. Oh Allah, give me such tawfiq day and night, 24 hours. Give me this tawfiq, inshallah. Today, what Allah put in my heart, you make this one bayan, which is not again, as I mentioned, Jumata, not my bayan, not our bayan, Allah's bayan. And this year also is a bayan of Allah Ta'ala. And this is a famous ruku of the Quran Sharif, in which such a great message Allah has given. And from this also let us understand that the tasawwuf is not, some people say, the Sufi's work. It's Allah's work. Allah is taught it. And as I will try to explain, may Allah make it easy. Also understand, many brothers have just come, they are tired also. And the subject is not so easy, you have to apply your mind also. Otherwise you might just fall off to sleep also. We will try to keep you awake, but a person, the subject is not so easy to understand. So do please give us your attention properly and try to understand and see what Allah Ta'ala Himself is explaining and how important the subject is. At the beginning, Allah Ta'ala is saying that Allah Nuru Samawati wal Ardh. Allah is the Nur of the heavens and the earth. Nur, light, we all love light and we all have to have light. And Allah is the one who has given us light. Outward, physical light also. The sun, Allah made during the day a bright light. Then Allah put a dhamma on. And at night made it dumb light, put the moon. There is light at night also. When you go to sleep, you need a small light. So Allah put a small light. And together with that, Allah put the beautiful stars. Allah beautified the skies also. And Allah gave us a nice light. Light also. So that if you need light, there is the light. And if light is not such that will disturb your sleep, that you can't fall asleep. How Allah balanced it also. Then this light, this nur, you need the nur of the eyes also. If you haven't, if you are blind, though the sun is shining bright 12 o'clock in the day, you can't see anything. But that dim light also you can't see. So you need that light also. And all this nur, Allah is the one who gave it. The outward nur also. The nur of the eyes also. Allah gave this. So Allah is Nur of Samawati wal Ard. And then again, not only the outward Nur, but the more greater than that, the Nur of Iman, Allah gave them. And those people who have got the Nur of Iman, they see everything differently.
Yes, sir.
If you are sitting in a meeting, one friend just wrote, they went to a meeting, and he's here also, and the Monara gave a Jummah talk. He says, what we came here for our orientation, for what they are teaching us in the meetings that we are having, Maulana's 20 minutes talk covers much more than all this. Mm-hmm. So that when a person has got the nur of Iman, he sees everything differently. So that nur also Allah gave it. Then the nur of Quran Sharif came more worship. Allah gave that, and those who are blessed with the nur of the Quran, and it starts from Iman on Quran. It starts on tilawat of Quran, even without understanding, and with understanding. And when a person practices on it, then how lot of nur doesn't that person get? When he propagates it, and that nur penetrates his heart of Quran Sharif, that person, only he knows what Allah has blessed him with. Then Allah gave us nur of hadith. What a great nur. Hadith also strikes a person off his feet. What, and the du'as of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What beautiful du'as where a person's mind can never reach. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. So all this nur, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Then in this ruku, Allah gives a beautiful explanation to understand the intensity of this nur. That Allah explains that if that our masjid has got many masjids, in the wall there's a shell. In the wall, in the olden days, all the houses had this shelves. In the wall it was cut a curtain, a shelf outward that was put. It was there. So it's a confined place. And in there you have got a lamp. And that lamp, the glass of it is also so fine that it doesn't block any light whatsoever. And the oil to fuel that lamp, that oil also is zaytun, which is the purest oil. And again, that zaytun tree, that oil was taken out, which is la shartiyya wa la ghardiyya. That means that if the morning sun, was there anything blocking the morning sun to fall on it? And neither the afternoon sun, were there any mountains, any walls, any trees to block it? The most purest oil. And then again, that lamp is such, and it's the glass of it is such, and the oil, the wonderful one is, you get other oil that burns black, black, black. And it gives off black fuel. But this oil, the other oil, the most purest. And it is such that it looks like it will burst into flame without lighting. Mm-hmm. One is, you light it, and then it burns. But this is such, it is so pure, and it is so ideal to be burnt and light, that it looks on its own, it will just burst into flame. Like for example, in Australia where wildfires are very common, many of those fires, no human let them. The eucalyptus tree is such that when the hot sun shines on it, it bursts into flame. Mm. That's a eucalyptus. Eucalyptus can never compare with the olive. The olive is the most pure. So that olive won't be burst into flame. So this, and now that light, and the glass of it is such that it doesn't block bright, and in that small little shell, how bright is not that light. So Allah is explaining, each one of you can acquire that bright light. Then this all example is the heart which is in the shelf of the bosom, of the chest. And in that heart, what is all that oil? What is that light? The reason you padu min shadaratin mubaraka. Where can, what is the nur that can come in this light? And see in front, when a person acquires that light, that nur of Allah Ta'ala, what will be the result? And this is the effort of the person. To try and acquire that nur of Allah Ta'ala. Bring it into that heart. And let that heart burst into the flame of the love of Allah, which will result in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, which will result in a person realizing, actually, dunya is not worth the one wing of a mosquito. But dunya is not like that kid, the baby of a goat, that is dead. Its ears are also deformed also. It's blown up. It's smelling also. It has got no value that you realize all the glitter and glamour, the gold and silver, all the huge buildings and the big motor cars and the highways and the freeways and the highways, these things are nothing. They are like the great kid, like the kid. They are like not, they not worth one wing of a mosquito. That reality comes. And this is what Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transformed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu from where they were to where Allah ta'ala took them. جان نظر تھی جس نے ملٹا تو مسیحا واٹ واز دا نظر آف نبی صلی اللہ واٹ واز 23 ایئرز آف ایفرٹ دیٹ دوز پیپل ہو With no akhlaq, no character, they were worse people. They gave life to people till the day of Qiyamah. The barakat and the sacrifice of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we have got this Islam. And we can make this Islam and bring it to that level. We can't become Sahaba, but we can bring it to a great level. And this is affordable. This is sustainable. This is accessible. It is here for us. And this is what is the sunnah. That we bring that which Allah Ta'ala wants to give us. And when you will bring that, nurun ala nur. Allah blessed you with nur of iman. Now you make this effort of bringing Allah's nur, bringing the nur of the Quran Sharif into your heart, and make your heart nurun ala nur. You bring the nur of taqwa in your heart. You have got nur, but now make it nurun ala nur. And this bright light that will shine, like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, where they went in the world, which direction, north, east, west, north, south, wherever they went, the light of Islam spread. Wherever they went, animals emptied the jungles for them. The rivers changed their courses for them. Everything was done because of this nur. And this Allah is explaining, and this is our Quran Sharif. And we can acquire that nur, nurun ala nur. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah guides to this nur, whom He wants to, or who wants to be guided. If we are sincere, Allah will guide us. Allah says, I will guide you, but you have that desire in your heart. And when you get it, you will become nurun ala nur. You are Muslims. You have got iman. But now when you get this extra nur, and this is the example, وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And as I explained this afternoon, I tried to explain that the best essays, the best compositions are in the Quran Sharif. After explaining this so beautifully, now Allah explains where you're going to get it.
Subhanallah.
Not only does Allah explain this and all we say, MashaAllah, the nur is so great, but Allah, it is now accessible. Allah shows where you can access it. It is so affordable, Allah shows you can afford it. Allah shows it's sustainable, you can carry on with it also. Where are you going to get it? Fi buyuti. In the houses. Mufassirin say buyut here remains house, which is a translation, the plural of bayt buyut. It refers to masajid. In the masjids you will get it. Then why didn't Allah say fi masajid? That you can get it in the masajid. A very important point Mufassirin have written here, why Allah made buyut and he turned and used buyut instead of masajid. That this refers to the khanqahs. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh has written quite detailed about this. And being a mufassir of our time, he explained before his time, in his time, earlier part of his life, and which we have heard, the whole of the haram of Makkah, the basement, was filled with all what we in Arabic is called zawiya, that is khanqah, small rooms. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, Rahmatullah Ali, also did his room there. And great, great awliya from around the world. And the Saudi government at that time, particularly anyone who comes here for ibadat, used to give them iqama for ibadat. And used to provide for them their rooms, their provision, their eating, drinking, their expenses. We should give them an allowance also. So the whole of Haram was filled with these zawiyas. This is why Allah said, fi buyuti. Then not only the masajid, but all the khanqahs. And they were generally attached through the masajid. With our eyes, we saw the khanqah of Deoband, of the time of Shaykhul Hind, rahmatullahi alayhi, and then that is Masjid at Chatta. Chatta Masjid, which is famous. And mashallah, we saw with our eyes in the time of Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, the administration of Deoband renewed it all again and made the khanqah their property again. Then we saw in the khanqah of Sahaba Mufti Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, there also the khanqah was with the masajid, there were the khanqah. The khanqah of Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi was famous. That with the way his khanqah was, there were all these, the masjid and the khanqah. And we go further in history, In the time of Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi, Khanqa was so big it accommodated 100,000 people. Mufti Abdullah Phulpuri, Damat Sarakatul, now present. And with my eyes I saw when we went, three floor Khanqa he has put, where he has made provision for families also if somebody wants to come with the family. You have to come and spend the chilla, you have to come and spend three chillas. So this is not from anywhere else, from Quran. Fi buyuti. And Allah Ta'ala says, that is the end. Now what is the program in the Khanqa? What must you do then when you go there? أَبِنَ اللَّهُ أَنْ تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَ اسْمُهُ. Allah is commanded that you make zikr jahri also, that you raise your voices and make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So all the zikr that we make, and the bhala tasbih which mashayikh make, and all the zikr which is in the limits of Quran and Hadith, this Allah is commanding it in the Quran Sharif. And it is by Allah's name is so pure. What is olive oil that is pure? Allah's name is so pure, you take Allah's name and Allah will purify your heart. And not only purify, Allah will burst your heart into nur of Allah. Not some flame of this dunya, your heart will burst in the love of Allah. You won't be able to contain yourself. You will, like Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayh, when he used to make his tilawat of Quran Sharif, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayh, who was in his service and khidmat for 17 long years, should just sit behind him. And after every few ayats, Hadrat should, and one hour, Allah, 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 like our Shaykh explains, like a pressure cooker. If the steam is not allowed to go off, that pressure cooker will burst. The steam engines, the locomotive, they have to always release the steam. If it's too much, that whole engine will burst. So like that, the moon which builds up so great, in order to release it, he should shout this down. And in that way, this moon should be released. So this is what can be achieved there by the zikr of Allah. Allah's name is so pure, it will purify your heart. Allah's name is so pure. Allah, Allah, what a sweet name. Sweeter than honey and sugar cane. Allah, Allah, what a great name. It purifies hearts from all desire of name and fame. All the wrong. This is bad. People don't understand the value of Allah, Allah. Just by making your zikr, morning, evening zikr, and regularly, you will be surprised how it will purify your heart. But do it regularly. Don't do half sleepy zikr. Don't do it one day you don't do it. After 1 week, after 1 month, after 6 months you make little zikr. Now do it regularly. Do it consciously. Do it with love and passion, take Allah's name. Allahu Akbar. It comes in a hadith. A person who doesn't have love for zikr hasn't got love for Allah. To take Allah's name, a person which I commonly say, you engage to a girl by the name of Fatima. The name Fatima makes you mad. Allah who gave you eyes, Allah who gave you brains, Allah who gave you Islam and Iman, Allah who gave you everything. How come you don't enjoy taking the name of Allah? What a sweet name, Allah Ta'ala's name. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaan hai. Allah, Allah, eeche shirin asna, sheer o shakkar meesha wa janam pan pan tamam. What a name of Allah, how sweet, how pure. And for this you need to stay in the company of those people who you see have enjoyed and how they enjoy zikr. Stay a few days, you can carry on staying at home, but get the taste of it and then you carry on with your zikr. Take this nur and let that nur come in you, and wherever you are, you will spread that nur also. So stay so long, whether it's 3 days, whether it's 40 days, whether it's 4 months, till you get that nur in you. Stay with some Allah wala who has got this nur, and then you get that nur in you, and wherever you go, you will spread that nur also. The Sahaba, wherever they went, they spread that nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They stayed with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't conquer the world. The nur spread in the whole world. Wherever they went, that nur just kept on spreading everywhere. So this will come in the houses. And together with the zikr, yusabbihu lahu fiha bil huduwi wal asar. morning and evening, it's not only zikr, tasbih also. All the requirements, tilawat of Quran Sharif also, zikrullah also, tasbihat also, durood Sharif, all the requirements, in other words, what the mahamulat, the share of jinn. And now the Quran, Allah, it explains what is this room, what will you achieve by this room, where are you going to get it, how are you going to get it, now what will be the result when you get this room? What is the result? It will prepare and present and produce Rijal, man. That Rijal is not me and you that are men. The man of Iman. Those men, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they went and conquered Baitul Muqaddas, and the enemies had decided to mislead them, which today they have been so successful, throwing women in their way, throwing riches of dunya, jewelry, etc. in their way. But they did not even, with the sight of their eyes, look at those young, beautiful girls, laden with jewelry, they did not even look at them. They went for the namazes up and down, and where they were camped, and where the masjid was, this girl stood on both sides. And how they were dressed to entice them, to tempt them, but they were such real men. That is what is called men who are produced. And that is what he said, that even a woman comes to you, and with all her beauty, and even with scanty clothing, but if you are rijal, not one but your mind will go towards those. And this is produced, the Quran says, in the khalqas. And in the system of the khalqas, that they will bring us within us. And not that we ourselves are going looking for women. And for all the haram. Even if they come, they won't harm you in any way, such men. And what kind of men? La tulhihim tijara. Business will not be guided. They will do business, but they will not be unmindful. The person who thinks he's the biggest man in the world, and he goes and meets the king, and the king, it's Asad time, he and all his ministers go for Asad. And this big president is left out in the cold with no one to stand with him. And this reality will come. For namaz, nothing, business will not, you won't wait for the last minute to make your namaz. You won't make your namaz without jamaat. You won't today, where one side, if your people praise musallas in the businesses. The other side, ulama are very upset about it. They won't go into the masjids. For what are the masjids? Well, when this will come, then your business will not turn you from the masjid. You will be engaged, you know, no matter what your condition, you will go. Though Sharia has allowed that if you can't manage, there are laws in Sharia, but there are those people also we should take inspiration from, who couldn't walk, who didn't have wheelchairs in those days. On the shoulders of two people, they should take them to the masjid. Sharia hasn't made us responsible for this, but we should take inspiration from such people. So this procedure will produce such men, such rijal, la tulhihim tijaratun, wa la bay'un an dhikrillah. And neither buying and business and ordering goods and sitting in this meeting and busy with this phone, and another two calls are waiting for you, and on your other phone again another calls are waiting for you. These things will not hinder you in fulfilling the commands of Allah. And when the rats will come, and those women will come, and they were dressed in so scanty clothing, etc., with so much of makeup, you will just refuse to see them. And the business will be forced to send people of your choice to you. But this is all when we go through this procedure. And men of that caliber are produced. And not only that, when iqam is salah, they won't only perform the namaz, but namaz with all its requisites they will perform. Wa itaat is zakat, and the zakat also, they are multi-billionaires, and the zakat come out to big amounts, but it will mean nothing to them. And in fact, how much their zakat, they will double the lillah also. And their hearts will be open to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Today, a wealthy people, they are giving huge amounts, but if you work it out percentage-wise of what they are owning, then you see it's hardly anything. It's very, very little. So many of us, to fool ourselves also, we look at big figures and we don't want to work out the percentage what it is. After all, zakat is only 2.5%. And not only 2.5% of your wealth,
2.5% of your surplus wealth, which for one whole year, four seasons of the year passed, 12 months of the year passed, you didn't touch it, you didn't use it, you're extra, and on debt only 2.5%. So if that 2.5%, it looks a big amount, then what is the balance? What is 97.5%? And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali is wonderful, unique way. Used to say, don't look at the 2.5% is going, 1 million is going, 2 million are going, 5 million are going. Look at the 97.5% which is still kept. Your heart will come back on its feet. Your heart is going out with the 2.5%. 97.5% of your surplus besides. And how many things are not zakatable? Your house is not zakatable. Your vehicles are which for your use are not zakatable. How many things are not? Wow, little bit. And yet we think we're giving so much, we can't fool Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, and then the other quality of these people, which they, if we follow this and get that nur in our hearts, يَقَعُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِي الْقُلُوبِ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. They fear that day when eyeballs will turn around. When your mort will come, they fear the day. How will my mort come? How will my qabr be? They fear the qabr. They fear the day of Qiyamah, when my hisab kitab will be taken in front of everyone. And all my whole life's actions will be played out on the big screen. And everyone will see what I used to do. My wife will see what I used to do. I left her in every way. I made her fool so much, but yeah, it will be seen what I was doing. My congregation will see I was the imam. I was a very pious person, and with my topi, with my amama and my jubba and everything, there they will see after imamat where we used to go. Everything will be shown there. Everyone will see. So these people fear that thing. This is that result. When the genuine fear will come, your Islam is made. You need a sheikh to that stage. After that, you will become the sheikh of other people. That fear, يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ, that the eyeballs will turn around on that day. What will be a person's condition? And then all this, when you have done it, لِيَجْزِيهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُ, Allah will reward you more than what you had done. Your wages was 5,000, Allah will give you 5 million. Better than what you have expected. And besides that, وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, more than that also Allah will give you. وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah Ta'ala is that being. There is no limitations with Allah. Neither in His treasures, neither in His generosity are there any. What are we working for this stupid dunya? For the small little things of this dunya, and wrecking our brains, working our bodies, making ourselves sick for this dunya, getting into tension and depression for the sake of this dunya. That is what a person must work for. And then Allah, to see what a beautiful bayan Allah has made, that the benefits of it Allah has explained. On the other side, if you don't make your Islam, you don't get this nur in your heart, what would be your condition? وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, though, and kafara, actually the literal translation to cover up. They know, but they have covered up the reality of Allah Ta'ala. This nur of Allah which is shining so bright, but they are hiding it away. It is in everyone's heart, Allah, وَكُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every child is born on this nur and this natural path. Some people developed that nur and became nur on ala nur. Others covered it up and did not let this nur come out. The reality of Allah's existence, Allah's qudrat is there in every person, but they covered it up. So those people are amaluhum kasarab. They are living in a green world. Sarab, a mirage. Like when you go out on a long journey, far out, it looks like there's water on the road. When you come there, there's no water. So they are living in this dream world. All the dunya things is a dream world. And they are thinking we got all this. At the time of morn, they will look for the keys of the safes. There won't be keys and there won't be safes. At the time of morn, they will look for their bank balances and their credit cards. Our cards are loaded with so much. But there you go, there's no credit card and there's no bank also. They will see we were just living in a dream world. And that the bubble has burst down. That I was thinking I hate this and I hate that. Yusuf explained to us one person in their town, multi-millionaire. He just sold some part of his business for 80 million. Any part of his business, whole of Africa was establishing his business, suddenly passed away.
Mm.
Nobody to run his business also now. And everything. So this dunya, where will it take us?
Mm.
And we're running, hankering after this dunya. So those people who cover up this noor, their lives, Allah makes their life. Sadastad rijuhum min haythu la. We will make them live in a fool's paradise. And they won't know from where is fool's paradise. All this dunya, just living up in a fool's paradise. At the time of mort, wallah, whatever this dunya and the things of dunya, we will see clearly it was just a dream. I was just dreaming about it, it was no reality. And everything is gone. What we did for akhirah, that will be a reality. كَسَرَابِ مِقِيَةِ يَحْسَبُ الزَّمْعَانُ مَعَا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدُ شَيْئًا. And when you get to that maraj, you see it's nothing. You were thirsty. Oh, there's water. 5 miles away, 10 kilometers away. When you come there, your thirst has increased, there's no water. And in this way, Allah Ta'ala says, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ. I give them muhlat. I play around with them. I leave my line loose for them to pirate, that the fish must keep on. You play with the fish in the water and suddenly you pull it. And they see going further and further until you reach the horizon which looks like the earth meeting the sky. But you will walk the whole world round 20 times. The earth doesn't meet the sky. And there's no water. If you want water, come back to the city of Medina. Our advance is not our going front. Our advance is going back 1400 years to the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Open one tap in the city of Medina and the noor will rush out. And cascades and waterfalls of that noor will come and fill your pockets and fill your heart and fill your body and your mind with that noor of which Allah sent through Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is that noor. But these people who know, they are living in this dream world of this, thinking we have got all this, and Allah today gives you the rope also. Carry on, until we pull the rope at one time, at the time of war. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا. Until he comes there, he says, oh, it's empty, it's nothing. Until finally his mort comes, وَوَجَدَ اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ. Allah is there. You came with an empty hand. You did nothing for akhirah. You spend all your capacity for dunya. Everything of dunya is left behind. Allah will ask, what have you brought? It comes in Bukhari Sharif Riwayat. Banda will say, ya Allah, send me back to dunya, I will bring everything. Allah will say, what have you brought? He'll say, ya Allah, send me, I'll bring everything. Allah say, I don't want to know what you left behind. I want to know what you have brought. Show me what you have brought. Then a person at that time, وَوَجَدَ اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابُ. And your hisab will be made there. وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابُ. And unless court cases are not going to after 3 months again next year. After 6 months, سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابُ. Very quick. Or another example Allah gives, if you don't prepare for the akhirah, you don't bring this noor in your heart, you don't want to submit to this effort of making your Islam and returning to Allah Ta'ala and getting the ma'rifat and muhabbat of Allah, أَوْ كَزُلِمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرٍ. Like the darkness in the sea. Water is extremely dark. If you go under, you see it's dark. Those people who go underwater, they've got lights with them to show them around, otherwise it's dark. فِي بَحْرٍ لُجِّي يَخْشَاهُ مَوْجٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ صَحَابٍ. And there are waves and waves of this water. In other words, darkness. And on top of it, it's a cloudy day. The light of the sun also is not there. Outside also it is dark. And the waves and waves, water, in other words, total darkness. If you don't get that noor of Allah Ta'ala, and you don't make that effort, and the noor to get it is by zikrullah, is in the masajid and in the khanqahs. You don't make this effort, you will leave darkness upon darkness. And in that darkness, a mufti will give fatwas in that darkness. A maulana will make bayan in that darkness. And you will make your namaz in that darkness. And in that darkness, where is the noor in that tilawat? That in your namaz, in your tilawat, in your bayan, no noor in your bayan. No noor in your fatwas also. So get that noor that Allah Ta'ala is speaking about. Zulumat ba'duha fawqa ba'd. Darkness upon darkness. layers and layers of darkness, how can that person find light? And that person who is in darkness, who is in problems financially all the time, is in problems health-wise, is in problems, domestic problems, no peace of mind, no contentment of heart. Everything of the dunya, Allah gave, put him in a fairy world, put him in a dream world, but he's got problems all the time. We're having everything, darkness upon darkness, Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. And in the darkness you can't see your hand in front of you. So much of darkness you can't even see your hand. In other words, total darkness. So Allah compares the two, the one that has got nurun ala and the one that is ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. And whom Allah has not given nur, where is he going to get nur? There is no nur. Nur is Allah, is Allahu nuru samawati. That's the only place, and the only place you can get this nur is in the channel which Allah has shown. And that is Allah has shown from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram, tabi'in, 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 the great, great ulama, mujtahideen, fuqaha, mufassireen, all the ulama, and those who follow woman, the womanit, woman tabi'ahum bi ihsan, ila yawmiddin. And those who follow in that path, which as this was explained, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and who follow our elders, from us to our elders, our ustad, right up to the Sahaba, and to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is where you will get the nur. So this is what this effort of the Tasawwuf and Khanqah to develop this. It isn't just to come for the Islami Jalsa. It isn't just to come and become bay'at and just take some zikr and we do it, we don't do it. But it is to keep, this is our goal and object. We have to reach here. May Allah give us all tawfiq and let us work to that direction, inshaAllah.